The American Meat Institute presents William Bendix in The Life of Riley. Like many another husband, Chester A. Riley, war worker, is an affectionate spouse in most ways, but a little weak on remembering dates. For instance, he is devoted to Peg, his wife, but the day, month, and year when they became man and wife occasionally slips his mind. Peg and their daughter Babs are discussing just that now.
Yes, Babs, for 17 years now we've always gone out on our wedding anniversary. His father loves to do it up proud, and he's so pleased about himself for remembering the date. Oh, but Mother, Daddy always forgets days. Yes, he forgets this one, too. But every year I start about a week ahead and drop him hints.
Oh, that way he thinks he thought of it himself.
Oh, Daddy won't admit he's absent-minded at all. No, and that's why I have to be careful how I remind him about the anniversary. Oh, my, he'd feel terrible if he thought I thought he'd forgotten.
Oh, thank you.
Here he is. I'm going to do a little hinting now, so don't give me away.
Oh, there you are.
Oh, yes, dear. What do you want in the kitchen?
See my slippers any place?
What? They're under your mouse chair, Daddy. Just where you left them. You shouldn't leave things all over the house, Riley.
I never leave nothing no place that I can't find it. People moving my stuff makes all the trouble. Where's my paper?
In your back pocket, Daddy.
Now, who put it there?
What's the date on the paper, Riley?
Huh? Oh, it's the nice paper.
Read me some news, dear. Has anybody been getting married?
Well, yeah. Look at this long list. Gosh, people getting married these days that never got married before.
You know, I heard that Alice Sacco got married to Fred Vogel. I was surprised. I never thought she cared for him.
Well, she don't, but he's got a telephone.
Oh, my, I feel so good tonight. Didn't know something nice is going to happen this week. La dum da dum, la la da dum.
That's a very touchy tune, Debra. That's the Subway song, isn't it?
No, no. The trolley song, then.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Clunk, clunk, clunk goes the streetcar.
Oh, well, maybe I can't carry a tune anymore. All the singing I used to do at parties and weddings.
Yeah. Oh, say, speaking of weddings, remind me.
Oh, yes, dear?
Junior's basketball coach wants him to practice tomorrow.
For heaven's sake, Riley, how does a wedding remind you of Junior's coach?
His name is Rice. I gotta go tell Junior. Junior, your coach says you gotta practice tomorrow.
Oh, okay, Pop. Thanks.
Who you writing to there?
Adolph O'Brien asked our class to write his old man. He's in the hospital.
Egghead O'Brien is in the hospital. Well, what happened?
Well, a lot of people were lined up to buy cigarettes, and Egghead tried to get ahead of everybody, and it started a big fight.
Oh.
Five guys got hurt.
Oh, yeah. Well, it must have been quite a brawl. Reminds me of my wedding.
Your wedding, Pop?
Yeah, when I married your mother. Oh, what a beautiful wedding. You should have been there, Junior. 20 of my pals had wedding breakfast with us and lunch in a police station. Oh, say.
Oh, what, Pop?
I just thought of something. Today is our wedding anniversary. Me and your mom got married 17 years ago today.
Yeah?
Now, Junior, don't tell your mother.
Don't she know it?
Well, it must have slipped her mind. She's pretty absent-minded.
Oh, Mom isn't absent-minded.
Well, she is so. Why, even this morning, she couldn't remember where I left my blue shirt last Sunday. Now, this anniversary, I'm surprising her. I won't let her know until tonight when I'm ready to take her out. Oh, will her face be red when she finds out I remembered and she forgot?
Yeah, it'll be a good joke on her.
I won't tell her a word until she sees me all styled up in my tuxedo.
Oh, what time are you going out tonight, Pop?
Oh, about that.
What's the matter?
The watch, the watch. It's a good thing I remembered the watch.
What watch?
That's the big gold one I always wear on our anniversary. Your mother gave it to me for a wedding present. It was her old man. If I didn't remember to wear it on our anniversary, she'd feel hurt.
Well, why don't you wear the watch all year?
Well, it don't tell time so good. It's more like a calendar than a watch. It tells when spring is coming.
How come?
Well, every spring, that watch is the first thing that turns green. Come on, I'll show it to you. It's in the family jewel box, in the hall closet, right behind the can of Aunt Kate.
Gosh, there's a lot of junk in that box.
Now, Junior, don't call this junk junk. But, Junior, where's my watch? Junior, my watch ain't here.
It ain't?
It's gone. Junior, don't you say a word about that watch being gone to your mother. She'd be upset. I gotta find out where it is by myself.
Oh, are you sure it was in this box?
Well, sure, I'm sure. I never forget where I put... Wait. Now I remember. I left the watch in the pocket of my tuxedo. That's funny. My tuxedo ain't in this closet either.
Well, think back, Pop. When did you see it last?
Well, the night I took it off on our last anniversary, and I distinctly remember hanging it up right in this closet.
Well, you couldn't have hung it in this closet, Pop.
Junior, don't contradict me. Right on this hook, I hung it.
But that's impossible. This isn't the same house. We moved since last year.
Junior, don't change the subject. That watch is lost. Your mother will never forgive me. It was her father's. I always said her old man would make trouble between us.
Poppy, if you lost that watch, maybe you better go to Mom and come clean.
That's it, the cleaner. I left that tuxedo with Tony Marcellucci, the tailor. I told you I never forget anything. I got the mind of an elephant.
Well, there's a tailor shop, Pop.
Yeah. You know, Junior, I brought in my tux 2 weeks ago, and Tony didn't even phone me to say he found the watch in a vest pocket. Maybe he's trying to get away with it.
Gee, you really think so?
You never can tell. If he is, I'm going to trap him.
How?
I'm going to act dumb. Don't worry, I can do it. I'm a good actor. I'll throw him off guard.
Oh, then don't say anything that has to do with watching.
Of course not.
Oh, hello, 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 Mr. Riley.
Hello, Tony. What time is it?
Time is 8 minutes after 4.
How do you know? Did you just look at a watch?
Now, who needs a watch?
Well, then how do you know it's 8 minutes after 4?
Because just now my bambinos are running from the school and he's a yellow pop to give me nickel. That's the mean he's 8 minutes after 4.
You always tell time that way?
Well, sure. For instance, in the morning, and my wife, if she's a shake of me and say, Tony, get up, that's the means he's 6 o'clock. Then, when she's a shake of me and say, Tony, you lazy good for nothing, get up, that's the means he's 7 o'clock. Then, when she's a shake of me and say, Tony, you sleepy good for nothing, a bum, get up or I throw you out of bed, that's the means he's 8 o'clock, it's time to get up.
So who needs the watch, huh?
Tony, come clean. Where's my watch?
What watch?
The one you found in my pocket.
What watch?
The one in the tuxedo I brought in to be cleaned 2 weeks ago.
You don't bring in no tuxedo. You bring in a blue serge suit. Look, there he's a hanger. And do me a favor, take him away. The shine is a hurt to my eyes.
I brought in a blue suit, not the tuxedo.
Sure. You say you forget the tuxedo and bring it the next day. But you don't come back.
Now, let's have no arguments, Tony. I never forget. Holy smoke. I remember now. I did come back, but you were closed, so I brought it to another cleaner.
Oh, no, Jimmy.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Tony.
That's okay. When you're in my business, you make all kinds of offerings for that.
Certainly a relief. For a minute, I thought that watch was really lost.
Oh, come on, Pop. Let's go to the other cleaners and get it.
Yeah, I don't remember what cleaner I brought it to.
What a memory you got, Pop.
Listen, there's nothing wrong with my memory. I'll find that cleaner because I distinctly remember the sign outside his store.
What did the sign say?
Well, now, let me think a minute. I got to remember. Wait, I got it. The sign said, cleaning and pressing.
Valuable gold watch, which Peg gave Riley on their wedding day, and which he faithfully wears each anniversary, is still missing. Unless Ronnie can find it, he's going to have some tall explaining to do to his wife. As we rejoin him now, we find him sitting despondently on his back steps as his neighbor, little Waldo Vinny, approaches.
Oh, hello, Waldo. How are you?
Oh, my aching back.
What's wrong, Waldo?
Same old story. I was helping my wife make a salad.
Mm-hmm.
She said it needs more oil. I said more vinegar. She said, shut up. And then I saw red.
You did, huh?
Yeah, she hit me in the eye with a tomato. There's still no sign of your watch, Mr. Riley?
No, I called up every cleaner in the neighborhood. None of them's got my tuxedo. There ain't much time. Pretty soon I'll have to tell Peg it's our anniversary. She's forgot it, you know.
Well, then why tell her?
Oh, I can't let our anniversary go by without celebrating. I just couldn't do it.
Well, I've been thinking of a way out, and I think I've got it. Look at this. I got it in my pocket here.
My gold watch. Where did you find it?
No. It's not your watch. Open it.
Why, it's the lady's compact.
Yes. It's my wife. See the inscription? To my own sweet darling. Her first husband gave it to her.
I guess you didn't know her very well. But what good is this compact to me?
Well, don't you see? You thought it was your watch. I'll lend it to you for tonight, and Mrs. Riley will think it's the watch.
So you see, Junior, instead of a watch, I'll smash the lady's compact. It's gold. It belongs to my pal, Waldo Vinny's wife.
And Mom won't know the difference?
No, I'll have my wristwatch on, too, in case she asks me the time. Oh, great stuff, ain't it?
Ha! Isn't that the same thing as lying?
Well, for single men, it would be lying. For married men, it's strategy.
Oh, show me the compact, Pa.
It's right here, my vest. Hey, where's my vest? I left it on this chair a minute ago. Now,
Here's my vest.
Give it to me.
Oh, don't get so excited. I was only sewing a button on it. Here it is.
Yeah, thanks. Give it to me.
Oh, you don't have to grab.
Oh,
something fell out of your pocket.
No. Nothing fell. It's just a house settling.
Don't be silly. I just saw you pick it up. Come on, open your hands. Come on.
Well, what do you know? How did that get there?
What? It's a lady's compact. Riley, what are you doing with a lady's compact?
You got the wrong idea, Peggy. It ain't a lady's compact. It's a man's aftershaving kit, isn't it, Junior?
Well, I couldn't say, Pop. I don't shave.
Aftershaving kit, huh? Since when do men use rouge after shaving?
Well, it's just a fad. Don't worry, it won't last.
Right. Where did you get this compact?
Well, it ain't a compact. Like I said, it's a shaving kit. It was given to me by my foreman. That's it, by my foreman.
He must be crazy about you. Look at the inscription. To my own sweet darling.
He likes the way I use it. Well, I guess I might as well confess something.
No, not to me. You can confess to my lawyer.
No, Peg, you know what you think.
You going to tell me what woman this compact belongs to?
It belongs to you, Duncan. That's it. I bought it as a token of my esteem for you, a little pimento. I was just going to surprise you.
Thank you, dear. Oh, that was so sweet of you. I knew it must be for me all the time.
That's right, Dublin. Always trust me. You know how I am with you, straight and forward.
Joy. Well, I'm going to put this away in my bureau. I'll only use it on special occasions.
Something seems to have gone wrong with your strategy, Pop.
What a revolting development this is. Can I relax? Soon I'll have to tell your mother it's our anniversary, and when she asks where the watch is, what'll I say? She'll be heartbroken. I'm gonna lie down here and try to remember. Oh, see who that is, Junior.
Okay, Pop. Oh, it's Mr. O'Dell, the undertaker.
Oh, come in.
Greetings, Riley.
Hiya, Digger. How's my favorite undertaker, eh?
Don't bother getting up, Riley. Just lie there. You look fine. Very natural.
Well, I don't feel so good, Diggy. You see, it's my wedding anniversary.
Ah, anniversaries. faded orange blossoms dressed in the book of memory. I adore anniversaries. They're so gay.
Well, it ain't going to be for me.
Are you troubled, Riley?
Yeah, but I don't think you can help me.
No, no. Digby Odell helps everyone. You can always come to me, and I'll be glad to straighten you out.
Peg once gave me a very fancy old-fashioned gold watch. I always wear it on our anniversary, and, well, now I lost it.
Let me think. Who do I know who has a big gold watch? I should be able to dig up someone.
No, no, don't do that. I ain't that desperate. No, I never thought I'd have such headaches over an old watch.
Oh, Riley, I just heard an enchanting joke about a watch.
Yeah?
This will kill you. Kelly, be gotta, me watch is stopped. Murphy, be gotta, then open the case and examine the work. So Kelly pried open the case, and a bug fell out of the watch. So Murphy said, be jabber, no wonder it stopped. The engineer is dead. Isn't that a scream?
Yeah, it sure is.
Well, I must be off. Oh, yes, I almost forgot what I came for. This box is for you. It contains your tuxedo.
My tuxedo? Where did you get it? How did you find it, Digby?
You loaned it to me 2 weeks ago.
Oh. Oh, yeah, now I remember. Gee, Digby, you're a lifesaver.
Not exactly. But I tried to do my best.
Well, wait a minute. The watch, it ain't in any of the pockets.
There was no watch in your tuxedo.
There was... Oh, this is terrible.
I wish I could help you.
No, Digger, this is my funeral.
Oops, that reminds me, I have an appointment. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's off to work I go.
Well, Junior, how do I look at my check, huh?
Okay, Papa, what are you going to tell Mom about the watch?
Well, I figure like this. She forgot about the anniversary. I got a right to forget about the watch. We're even, so she can't pull me up. It wouldn't be croquet. What's your mother doing now?
Oh, she's setting the table for supper.
Oh, boy, wait till you see her eyes pop when she sees me. Oh, dumpling!
What do you want, dear?
Come here a minute, sweetheart.
What is it?
I got a little surprise for you. Hurry!
All right, I'm coming. I don't know why it is, but whenever I start getting things ready for supper, you... Well, for heaven's sake, what are you all dressed up for?
What am I all dressed up for, she says.
Well, where are you going, Daddy?
Where do I think I'm going, she says. Well, Peg, first you and me are going to dinner at Luigi's Spaghetti Heaven and Meatball Mardi Gras. Where I have reserved a table for two.
Right.
And then we're going to the Biltmore Theater to see a play with live actors. Here's the ticket. $3.30 a piece. Row A. You couldn't sit any closer unless you joined the musicians' union.
Riley.
And then to top off the evening, we're going to the lizard room of the Conga Club, where we'll lounge around with all the other lounge lizards. And that, Mrs. Riley, is my idea of how a husband and wife should celebrate their 17th wedding anniversary.
Oh.
Look, Junior, she's speechless. She's so surprised she don't know what to say. So you forgot our anniversary. How could you forget an important day like this? And you always say I'm the one who never remembers. Dumplin', what do you got to say for yourself, huh?
Only one thing, dear. Our anniversary's tomorrow night.
That's snowy, y'all. Tomorrow night? But that's impossible. Our anniversary is January 15th.
Oh, but, Daddy, today is only the 14th.
Oh, that cheap calendar. I knew it all the time. I just got dressed up for a dress rehearsal. That's it, a dress rehearsal, just to make sure I'm all set for tomorrow night.
And are you all set?
Yes, sir, from head to foot. I got everything. Studs, cufflinks, collar button, and...
And my father's...
And your father.
Right. about his watch.
Speaking of watches, reminds me of a swell joke Digger O'Dell told me. Captain Mike worked on a railroad, see? So this Casey had a train. He put a wooden run. So they opened it up, and they found an engineer in the works. So Callahan says, "Be jabbers, no wonder it won't run. The bug is dead." I don't get it.
Lost my father's watch. How could
no,
you?
No, Dumplin, I didn't lose it. I just misplaced it. But I'll have it tomorrow night. I'll
see that you do.
Yes, I'll.
Well.
Yeah.
As long as you're all dressed up, I might as well give you your anniversary present now. Here you are.
Well, gee, thanks, Dumplin. Holy smoke, it's your father's watch. I found it. I knew I couldn't have lost it. I remember now. I gave it to you for safekeeping.
No, you did not. Oh, I found it hanging in the shower bath the day after our last anniversary.
Oh.
I decided to hold on to it and just teach you a lesson.
Well, as long as I got it back, I'm happy. It's the best present she could have given me. Wait, I'll wind it up. Teach you how I can...
Well, I really have a present for you. Open the back of the watch.
Present in the back of the watch? We're Dumplin. It's our wedding picture. A small miniature. Oh, that's the best present you could ever have given me. Look at that. Look, in the same tuxedo I'm wearing now. Look.
Yeah. Didn't picture then either.
No. Oh, look. Look, there's the lump on my head where I got hit with the shoe, remember? Oh, I look at you, Duncan. You're so pretty. And you haven't changed a bit.
Oh, go on. Oh, now look at the other side of the watch. There's another picture there.
On the other side? Oh, yeah. Who are they?
Well, it's Babs and Junior when they were tiny babies.
Oh, they've changed, haven't they? Dumplin, we've come a long way since the day we got married.
No, we certainly have.
Yeah.
I have to laugh whenever I think how I had to give you the $2 to pay for the license.
Now, wait a minute, Dumplin. I resent that. Now, you did not give me $2 for the wedding license. It was only a loan. And then someday I'll pay you back.
Go home.
No, what for? We're out for a good time. After all, it's our anniversary tonight. And there's no mistake about it this time. Come on, have another drink. Come on.
Oh, no.
A couple.
I've had enough root beer for the next year. The
movie
is getting late. What time is it?
The time when it's at, holy smoke, your father's watch. I left it home.
The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix as Riley, is presented by the American Meat Institute next week at the same time. Riley makes an innocent phone call and winds up in the clutches of the law. It promises plenty of fun. William Bendix appears on The Life of Riley by arrangement with Hal Roach. The program is directed by Don Bernard with music by Lou Kozloff and came to you from Hollywood. This is Ken Niles saying, see you next week.
This is the